Gail in Florida. You've got the money, but how can we help you today?
Oh, hello. Thank you. I'm calling because I like to feed the birds, and I have two bird feeders hanging on a planter pole, on each side of a planter pole that's about 4 feet above the ground. And I have all kinds of birds, cranes sometimes come and eat, and the seeds end up on the ground, and they're growing, of course. And my husband put down plastic and rocks on top, and that's not working because it's making such a mess with the seeds growing. And I was wondering if you had an idea for me of what I could do for a platform there.
So what's the surface that you have right now?
It's grass, but he put down plastic, and then he put large rocks, pretty rocks on, you know, make it pretty there.
Right.
And the birds eat between the rocks most of the time, but the thing is they the seeds grow when it rains.
What if you created a little paver patio there? Is that a possibility?
A paver patio?
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking of concrete, but to see the pavers would have in between places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if you do the base properly, I don't think that's going to be a problem, Leslie.
Yeah. What would you suggest?
Well, here's something else in addition to pavers. There's something that you can find. I don't know if you can get it at like regular pet stores or bird stores, or if you have to look at it at a home center, but there's something called a seed catcher.
Seed catcher.
And it looks like, it almost looks like a colander. You know, it's like mesh screen material, but it's on like a rigid circular round. And some of them are made to like slide up posts, and some are made to hang from the same hook that you would hang one from a tree, and they sort of sit below.
Oh,
that might be an easy fix. It might not look attractive with your bird feeder, so then maybe a paver area beneath it is the better solution there. But it's worth a search just to see what you can find in your area. Now, with pavers, you want to make sure that you prep the area below it, which means you kind of have to dig down. Maybe if you're making like a little square around your post, you want to remove the soil and the grass, you know, and go down a couple of inches. And then you want to put some aggregate, which is basically just like a loose stone of assorted sizes, and then sand, and then your paver on top. And there's a great product by Quikrete called Joint Lock, which is a locking sand that you sort of brush over the pavers and then wet with a hose, and it sort of locks all the pavers together, so whatever seeds do land on there, you can just sweep right up rather than them sort of getting...
That sounds good. Oh, well, those are all good. I appreciate it very much.
You're welcome, Gail. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.